Hello.
Hey, am I speaking with Terry? Hey,
You are.
Terry, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Would this be a good time to call you right now?
Yeah, that's fine. I was just right in the middle of putting on my makeup, but that's fine. I already stopped.
No worries at all. No worries at all. If in case you can let me know any good time, I can give you a call then.
No, it's fine.
All right, sounds great. So I just wanted to welcome you on board and wanted to give you a brief details how we're going to be moving forward. So I am one of the account managers who is going to be working on your project and will be ensuring that whatever services you have purchased, we will be delivering those to you. So just wanted to
Okay.
understand a few things about your book so that I can get on board with you as well. So can you just give me a brief summary of what the book is about and what was your inspiration behind this?
My book is about a grandmother and a grandson, and a grandson who asks a lot of questions of the grandmother who used to teach science in school. And so each book is a question asked by the grandson of the grandmother, like, what is an earthquake? What is a volcano? What is a thunderstorm? Etc.
Okay, that sounds interesting. And what basically was the inspiration behind this book? Like, what made you inclined towards writing this book?
I'm retired as a college science teacher, and I have a grandson who likes to ask a lot of questions.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. So this basically is a book between you and your grandson, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for the details. And would this be your first book that you're writing, or you have written books earlier as well?
No, this is my first book.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for the details. So how we're going to be moving forward is Terry, we have a portal that we use to coordinate with the clients. So I will have you sign up on that, and what I would be needing from your end is that I would need the manuscript of your book, the manuscript where we will be working on the files and we'll be sharing draft with you. So how we work is we work drafts by drafts or either chapter by chapter. For example,
Okay.
if your manuscript has, for example, like 200 pages, so our team is going to be working on draft by draft. They're going to be sending you edit by edit. And for example, it can either be like pages by pages or chapters by chapters. And right now, for example, if it's 200 pages, our team is going to work on 40 pages first, and I'm going to share that draft with you. Once you review and approve that draft, then only we're going to be moving forward with the next phase and the next draft in order to maintain the quality. Because if we write the book all at once, that is going to something that is going to compromise on quality. And without your approval, you're not going to be moving forward either. So the initial draft, it takes around like 7 to 8 business days for us to send the initial draft, because the writers, they have to go through the story as well and they have to be on the same page. But that is just the first draft that takes 7 to 8 business days. The next draft, the second draft and onward, that takes approximately 4 to 5 business days only. Now, how are we going to coordinate with each other? Do you have access to your email right now so that I can walk you through the portal as well?
Hold on a second. My book is already written. I don't know what you're talking about with respect to you guys writing my book.
No,
My book
it's
is
not about
done.
writing. No, absolutely, it's done. But your book would be needing formatting as well, or it's completely formatted and written?
Well, I would like you to check it, but it's only 32 pages, first of all. So it's a
Okay.
children's, storybook. It's not a chapter book. It's a short children's book for like 5 to 10 year olds. And it's 32 pages, which my understanding is children's books should be between 24 and 32 pages. And it is already, I mean, I already have a hard copy of the book that I ordered through Canva. Now, I'm
Oh.
not saying that it's perfect, but I have a doctorate degree in education. I edit dissertations. I'm pretty sure I don't have any grammatical or spelling errors in it. It's been read by lots of people. So I just feel like what you're saying to me is completely blowing me out of the water because
No, no, no,
I know
no,
you're going to edit and
no,
help me format my book, but you are not writing my book for me because you guys don't know what, I mean, you don't, are you scientists?
No, absolutely that's not the case. So what I particularly
Then I just took what you just said really wrong.
No, I really am sorry for that. What I meant is that whatever manuscript you're going to be sharing with us, we're just going to review that, and we're just going to be going ahead with the flow. For example, I haven't reached that phase right now. So I was just asking that what exactly you would be requiring from your book. So I can guide you further on this. I have sent you two forms on our portal. So that is exactly what we would be needing from your end to just share what or how much percentage of the book you have written. But you just informed me that you have already written the book. And we are just going to be going through that. And we're going to be formatting it as per the page size and the trim size. That's it. Since the book is written already, okay, we're not going ahead with the drafts as I was mentioning. So nothing to worry about
that. Okay. I mean, if there's something that you see that's inconsistent, of course I want you to tell me about that.
Absolutely.
But like I said, I have spent, I don't know, 8 months on 32 pages of a book, of which is a topic that I taught in college, so I certainly know what the topic is. But, like, if there's anything with the way Mason talks, Mason's the grandson, you know, if there's something that would make it more child friendly, I'm 100% open to that. I just don't need you to write my book for me.
No, absolutely. We're not going to be writing the book. That is the main thing that I just wanted to get on point. I was just giving you an example how we are going to move forward. So it's not that
okay,
I'm going to implementing that example on you, because you already have the expertise on that, and you obviously have taken your time to write the book. So it's not that we're going to be ignoring your book and writing a new book. We're just going to, if in case we have any suggestions, we're obviously going to get you on board for that. So that is completely
okay,
fine. So nothing to worry about
okay,
that. And so the portal that we're going to be using to communicate with each other, that is the Teamwork portal. So I have sent you an invitation to sign up on that. Do you have the email in front of you so that I can walk you through from there?
Hold on. Let me get my junk mail.
Sure. It's going to be from Creative Design Agency, from Steve Wilson.
No, it's – oh, wait. I've got two things then from you guys. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. Can I just ask you real quick, and again, I'm not trying to be rude in any way.
Sure.
How long is this going to take?
Do you have any – the portal sign-up, that's going to take like 5 minutes.
Okay. Let me get to it right now. Hold on.
Sure.
Let me put you on speaker.
Sure thing.
Okay, so I'm going to the Steve Wilson one.
Yep. You have the Steve Wilson email. Okay. Over there, you will be able to give you an option that says to get started.
Okay, I just did that.
Awesome. It's going to reroute you to a window. I'm going to ask you to create a password. Let me know once you have created the password.
Okay. Why does it say first name trademark instead of Terry?
It says Terry S. Long. The full name?
No, but when I just opened the Get Started page on the first name, it says, hi, Trademark. Welcome to Creative Design Agency. Shouldn't it say, hi, Terry?
Yep, that could be a glitch. But once you open the portal, that's where, because it's an invite email, once you open the portal, that is where you're going to be able to see our email clearly, because that's the portal that we use to communicate with the client.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Okay. So I click by signing up, you agree to the storing of your data?
Yep. So once you
okay,
get signed, let me know once you're in.
Okay. I'm in.
Awesome. Since you're logged in, on the top, you'll be able to see multiple options, which would be saying my project, task, and you'll be able to see an option which says messages or inbox.
Okay, I see messages, yeah.
Awesome. You just have to click on that, messages. And there you'll
okay,
be able to see a subject which says welcome on board. So you just need to click on that subject which says welcome on board, and it's going to open
okay,
the message thread for you.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome. So this is how we are going to be communicating with you back and forth. And over there, you're able to see the two forms as well. You just have to download those two forms, and you just have to fill them out and send us in. Those forms are just brief. They're going to be asking you about the current status of the book, what's your expected publication date, what's the expected time frame you would expect the book to publish, go live. So those are just basic details. So you just have to click on Add Reply, which is on the bottom of the page, and you just have to type your message and attach the file. That's how simple this portal is. And whenever you get time, you can simply reply back to this thing with the filled out form and the manuscript.
So I'm going to fill out the form, and it's automatically going to go back to you?
So you just have to download this form first. Once you download this form, you have to fill this out on MS Word. So then again, after that, you have to attach it over here. You won't be able to fill it out online. You have to download the form first, fill it out, and attach it back to us.
Okay, hold on.
Sure. On the form, you'll be able to see the three dots. That's, once you click on that, it's going to let you download.
Okay. Now it zipped them. God damn it. I hate it when it does that. Why is it, these are not big forms. Why is it zipping the forms? Hold on.
Nope, these aren't zip forms. These are direct MS Word forms.
Okay. So I did that one. Let me do this one. So you want me to do these now or you want me to do them later?
You can do it later as well whenever you have time. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right.
So you can just fill out the form and send me the final book and the manuscript as well, and we'll proceed forward from there. And I have all the details noted, so nothing to worry about. We won't be changing your book.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just want you to help me edit it and make sure it's formatted right.
No worries.
So now, Josh, I'm wondering if I paid way too much for what I want you to do.
No worries. So what happens is that once you submit us the book, I am going to be having a meeting with my team, and whatever the outcome would be, for example, if they have any suggestions or whatever the expertise are in terms of publishing the book and anything like that, I sure will be reaching out to you directly from my end, and will be honestly sharing whatever the feedback is. And there are not going to be any changes, because obviously you have spent 8 months and you do have expertise on this as well. So you just leave everything to us, and we'll have that sorted as per your wish and how you expect. So we won't get that changed. No worries on that.
Okay. All right. So I'll get these back to you probably tomorrow afternoon. Is that okay, Josh?
Sure. That sounds great. So once you do that, I'm going to have the manuscript reviewed, and I'm going to check with my team as well, and I'm going to get back to you on that. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds great. Thank you so very much, Terry. Hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.